Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. The Northumberland Arts Gallery has extended the painting exhibit of famed retired hockey broadcaster Brian McFarlane. Sales for his acrylic paintings of people playing pond hockey are going so well that the exhibit has been extended to February 15th. After not picking up the paintbrush for approximately 5 decades, McFarlane translates his childhood memories onto canvas for all to enjoy.
I enjoyed pond hockey as a kid, and I even painted as a kid, but I was on the football team in Ottawa at Glebe Collegiate, and the coach asked me where I was the day before I missed practice, and I said, sure, I go to art lessons on Thursdays. It's 50 cents a lesson, and Henri Massa is a pretty damn good artist, and he's teaching me. He said, well, we don't want any artists on our team. I said, oh, well, I like football, but I gave it up for 50 years, would you believe, Dan? And then I'm down in Florida where we started going in my retirement, and there was an art class in the community, and I wandered over, and I met some nice people, and some of them were very skilled artists. So I joined that group, and I said, well, I always wanted to paint some pond hockey stuff, so I started doing that. And, of course, they were Americans, and most of them had never skated on a pond, and I think they thought I was a little balmy, but I knew that Canadians would recognize the images, and I guess they did. And so I kept at it, and I began to get invitations to show it here and there in London, Ontario, and different places. And the little shop in Port Hope asked me to come in and put some paintings up a year ago, and we sold out the whole bunch of them. And now we have a second show, and I got an email. We sold one yesterday and one the day before. And when they're sold, I replace them with other ones, but... And we've extended the show into February 15th. So I don't know why this is happening, but I'm 94 years old, and my hands shake when I paint or when I do anything. And yet I seem to find a way around it, and it's kind of fun to do this and have a second or third career going.
No, your paintings are, I guess they're selling great, so that's amazing, and you're in demand. So over the course of the 50 years, then you stopped painting. Did you ever miss it?
Yes, I did, and a couple of times I started back at it, but I've had a busy life. I mean, there was Hockey Night in Canada, there was CBS and NBC, and I bought a lacrosse team one summer, and we were into pro lacrosse for a year till the league folded. And then I adopted Peter and Puck, and now more recently Penny Puck, who hasn't been seen yet, but I hope that she'll be introduced to the female hockey fans, and they're growing enormously. The players are going into hockey at a young age. All the girls seem to enjoy it, and they've got the pro league to look forward to. I hope it survives, and I think it will. It's pretty fairly well grounded. So these things are still happening, and I think I haven't got the energy anymore to get out and do my books and my paintings, but I do the best I can, and I've met some wonderful... We had a luncheon on Monday for Daryl Sittler's 10-point night, and I almost didn't go, but somebody offered to drive me over and my wife's, and we had a wonderful day at this luncheon. Mike Palmateer was there, and Sherry Bassin, you may not know that name, but he was big in junior hockey 30 years ago. And Sittler was recognized for that amazing night he had back in 1976. And I did the game that night with Bill Hewitt. And he scored, 6 goals and 4 assists. And that's never been done in the NHL. And the Leaf teams weren't very good back along the way when I was doing it. But days like that come along once in a lifetime, and I was so happy to join the group, many of them who'd been at the game that night.
Wow, wow. So Brian, what, I know you do acrylic, but what keeps you motivated to do acrylic versus, say, watercoloring or other styles of painting?
Well, the easy answer is it dries faster, but that's part of it. But I just enjoyed the acrylics. I never did much in watercolor, but I started in oils with the man I mentioned, Henri Masson, and he was pretty renowned back in the 1950s, I guess. Yeah, because this was before I went down to college in the States on a hockey scholarship. And, of course, I gave it up at college, too. It was just too busy, a life down there playing hockey and trying to get good marks in the classroom and all the activities. I met my wife the very first day of school, or my wife-to-be. She was from New Jersey. She'd never seen a hockey game, and now we watch the Leafs, and I take a nap because I just find there's something not missing. There's something missing from the Leafs this year. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, and I'm kind of disappointed because my wife and I did the game, the last game when they won the Stanley Cup in 1967. And she came down to the game. She had to wait until there was a call because there were no free tickets. There were no tickets available most nights. But once in a while, I could get her on the phone and say, jump on the subway and come down and see the rest of the Leafs game. So anyway, I'm rambling now, but art is now part of my life, and I'm sitting in my office in Stouffville, Ontario, and I look around me. I must have 75 or 80 paintings in this little room. I've got another 150 maybe out at our country place north of Grafton, and that's a place we love. We just love the area around there, the Haldimand Hills and the trout streams we used to fish, and we're getting to an age where we know we can't stay there forever, so we may have to give it up depending on our health issues. But so far, so good, and we have some... I see Bobby Hull's brother, Gary, from time to time, and his wife, Lois. They become good friends, and Todd Deneau is out that way. He's a hockey writer. He did a wonderful book on Jacques Plante. And there's the art world, of course, and I have similar things here in Stouffville. I paint with a bunch of ladies and a couple of guys every Monday afternoon if I can. And so life goes on, and it goes fast, so you may as well enjoy it while you can.
So what keeps you motivated to continue painting despite your stockpile of paintings?
Gee, I'm not sure I can answer that one, but I did want to do a book called The Lost Joy of Pond Hockey, because kids today, a lot of them don't even go on the ponds because they have nice fancy arenas with warm dressing rooms to go to and coaching, but there was always something special. When I was a kid, whether it was 30 below zero, your mom would help you put a scarf on and a heavy coat and make sure your face was protected. And away you'd go with an old hockey stick and a puck and down to the pond where there might be 60 guys playing or there might be six guys playing or even three or four. And you'd join in, and they were all sizes and shapes and ages. But we accommodated one another, and we all experienced that joy of skating on the open ice with cracks in it and sometimes an inch or two of snow, and the puck might get lost in a snowbank. It might get lost under your stick, for heaven's sakes. But you'd certainly come home all pink-cheeked and exhausted from skating for two or three or four hours out there, and you just ignored the cold weather and plowed into the match as best you could. and you'd fall down and get up again, and the puck would go in and get embedded in a snowbank, and they'd say, kid, you reach in there for it, and you'd get snow right up to your elbow as you tried to find the missing puck, and you'd get a round of applause from the guys if you were able to locate it and get the game going again. Those are memories that I have, and I'm sure men in my age bracket have, and even younger, but I'm not sure many 12-year-olds or 15-year-olds do much pond hockey today, but there are tournaments around the world for adults, and now really the adults have taken over pond hockey, and they spend a lot of money going to tournaments. There's a Canadian tournament, an American tournament, and I think a world tournament usually overseas. So that's perhaps why.
That was Brian McFarland discussing his new art exhibit at the Northumberland Arts Gallery of Pond Hockey. That can be viewed until February 15th. Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.